Jesus has a few parables for us this morning. I thought maybe I might just say a quick word about the first two that he talks about, the first one being the weeds and the wheats. St. Augustine looked at this parable and used it as grounds to contend with a group of people called the Donatists. And the Donatists said that the church was to be comprised of only the perfect and the completely pure. They went so far as to say that if a priest had any sin, that the sacraments that he would administer had no efficacy. Well, the church refuted and called that a heresy. Thank God. Because there would be room for none of us in such a church. If you're looking for a perfect church, they say the minute that you join it, it's not perfect anymore. And it's the truth. The church is human and divine. Jesus is human and divine. But he's perfectly human and perfectly divine. And that's pretty wonderful. The church, his mystical body, is human and divine in the same way, except that because he wants that we comprise his church, and we're not perfect, not a one of us. As soon as he makes that invitation, then all of a sudden, the church in her human side is no longer perfect. And so Jesus gives this parable and he says, well, we'll leave the weeds and the wheat together. And it's not like the person sitting next to you is the weed and you're the wheat. You know, like even within all of us, there's a little bit of weed and there's a little bit of wheat. And our goal is by means of cooperation with the divine life, by cooperation with the sacraments, by working out our salvation, as the scripture says, that pray God, through the course of our lives, we're working out the weeds and we're allowing the Lord to work out the weeds. And we're becoming more purely the good stuff. Thank God. The first reading says there's a thing called hope because there's a thing called repentance because there's a thing called the Messiah coming, a person called the Messiah, and he's coming. And he did. His name is Jesus. The second reading says that the Holy Spirit comes to us in our weaknesses. We're all so imperfect. But the Lord still wants something to do with us. He still lets us to have a place in his kingdom. And at the end of the age, it says here, Jesus says, there will be the harvesters that come. There will be a judgment day. And there's a particular judgment when we take our last breath and we meet our Lord, and then there's the general judgment at the very end of all time that he is speaking of here in this gospel, and when all will be made manifest. And so hopefully by then, or hopefully by the time our life here is over, we'll have cooperated with the Lord to remove as many weeds as possible in our souls. So there's the first parable. The quick word I want to say about the second parable Jesus talks about, he talks about the mustard seed. You know, St. Gregory the Great, he said, Jesus himself is the mustard seed. Isn't that beautiful? Because the mustard seed was so tiny, so very small, and yet became the largest of them all. And that's our Lord. Our Lord was born homeless, naked, hungry, a refugee. Jesus himself born with seemingly nothing, so small. He died the same way on the cross, the same things. And yet, he who was so small was sacrificed. Just like the scripture says, unless a grain of wheat shall fall and die, it remains just a grain of wheat, a grain of a grain. But if it dies, then it could become something. Well, that's what Jesus did. He who was so small gave himself away, sacrificed himself, and his kingdom continues to spread. Even in the gospel it says here that this little tiny seed that when sacrificed and sown, and it grows into the largest of all plants, such that even the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. That's us in the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? And so even here on the holy altar of God, in the holy mass, we take a little piece of bread and a little bit of wine, a few drops of it, so small, but here the Lord himself sacrificed anew, and through the Eucharist in us, he continues to grow his kingdom. We call it the church, and we get to be participants in its growth, and that's a pretty special thing. So we ask our good Lord to help us to cooperate beautifully with his grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.